If ye love me, keep my commandments. John chapter 14, verse 15. If ye love me, by the Young Women General Presidency. The 2019 annual youth theme is Call to Action, a personal invitation from our Savior. Are you all in? Do you love Him? Are you willing to follow in His footsteps? Our Savior Jesus Christ did something for us that we couldn't possibly do for ourselves. And what does He ask in return? He asks that we keep His commandments so we may be blessed to always have His Spirit to be with us. The commandments are a gift of love. The Savior said simply, "If ye love me, keep my commandments." But why? Because He loves you. He wants you to be happy. He wants your life to be full of joy and endless possibilities. He wants you to be safe and protected from the evils of the world. He wants to pour out blessings upon you that are so great that there shall not be room enough to receive it. He wants you to return and live with Him again and be a partaker of all of Heavenly Father's promised blessings. Always remember how much Heavenly Father loves His children. He has perfect love for you. You can show your love for Him by keeping His commandments. Your righteous actions will bring tremendous blessings to you and to those around you. As our prophet, President Russell M. Nelson, said, "We need you with us in the youth battalion of the Lord. It just won't be the same without you." He invited you to stand out and be different from the world by living the standards in For the Strength of Youth and by keeping the commandments to look like, sound like, act like, and dress like a true disciple of Jesus Christ. As you strive to obey the Lord and His prophets, the power of the Holy Ghost will fill you with God's love and testify to you of your divine identity as a son or daughter of God. Those blessings grow as you strive to live righteously. The Lord and the prophet trust you. They love you. We promise that great confidence, self-assurance, and comfort come when you obey and keep the commandments.
Keep My Commandments by the Young Men General Presidency. Have you ever thought, how can I show Heavenly Father that I really want Him to answer my prayers and bless me? The Savior Jesus Christ gave us a key when He said, "If ye love me, keep my commandments." John chapter 14, verse 15. In other words, we show our love to Heavenly Father by keeping His commandments. Sometimes the answers to our prayers don't come when or how we expect, and we may be tempted to give up or stop being obedient. But if we are patient and listen, the Lord will answer in His own time and way. He always answers sincere prayers. He always blesses us for our obedience. See Mosiah chapter 2, verses 21 to 24. The world teaches that love contains no responsibilities, but the opposite is actually true. Our love for God is demonstrated by our willingness and diligence in keeping His commandments. The Savior taught, "The truth shall make you free," John chapter 8, verse 32. The prophet Alma further declared, "Wickedness never was happiness," Alma chapter 41, verse 10. And through the prophet Joseph Smith, the Lord taught, "There is a law irrevocably decreed in heaven before the foundations of this world upon which all blessings are predicated. And when we obtain any blessing from God, it is by obedience to that law upon which it is predicated." Doctrine and Covenants, section 130, verses 20 and 21. Happiness, blessings, and guidance come through obedience. Heavenly Father wants you to be happy and free because He loves you, and that is why He gives commandments. To find the peace not found in this world, we must learn that submitting to Heavenly Father's will is the only way to happiness. Heavenly Father wants you to find eternal happiness. His prophets want you to find joy beyond measure. We want you to find the peace we have found in following the Savior. Walk the path that He has shown. Choose to be obedient. Your willing obedience will lead to true freedom and happiness.
End of the 2019 Mutual Theme. Read by Rena Nelson and Terrell Williams.